This is the Unsolved Mystery Case of the Zodiac Killer. The most people, usually quiet of their crimes about the Zodiac Killer, as Jebel has dubbed himself as anything, form of 1968 to 1969, terrorized San Francisco with his murder and spree, taunting the police with coded letters to the local paper. He had at least five killings directly connected to him, although he claims to have killed 37 people. His terror began when Betty Lou Jensen at 16 and David Arthur Frug at 17 were found laying outside in their bullet pepper car. Jensen was found dead at the scene with five gunshot wounds at her back. Wow. Further dead of the bullet to the head in a routine to the hospital. Half a year later, a couple who parked in their car 4 miles away from that crime scene was gunned down and injured and one killed. The survivor, Michael, was able to give a description of the killer. He described as a heavyset white man around 5'8". It would be the Zodiac Killer himself that would give the police remaining evidence. At 12:48 a.m., the same night, police received a strange call. I wish to report a double murder. If I go 1 mile east in Columbus Parkway and Public Park, you will find the kids into a brown car. They've been shot with a 9mm Luger. Also killed those kids last year. Goodbye. A month later, newspaper received the first letter from Zodiac Killer. He demanded them publish the letter on the front page or he's going on a killing spree. The letter described the murders all written with mysterious ciphers that seemed to form codes. This was a common theme with other letters. He would send all signs with cross circle symbols. One such letter was decoded by a high school teacher and his wife. It read,